Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Before we get to Bill Littlefield's commentary for this week, here's what's coming up on this weekend's show. For several weeks in a row, we've had Sports Hall of Famers on the show, including NBA great James Worthy last week and David Robinson the week before. So this week, we'll hear from Pete Rose, who is banned from baseball and decidedly not in the Hall of Fame. Bill caught up with the all-time hits leader while he served as guest manager for an unaffiliated minor league team. Also, sports columnist and best-selling author Rick Riley is hanging up his pen or keyboard or whatever writers do when they retire. He'll join us to talk about his new book, Tiger, Meet My Sister, and other things I probably shouldn't have said. And the NBA season is over, so of course it's time to talk with Amare Stoudemire about food. Only a Game's Karen Given will interview the New York Knicks forward and his personal chef. And we'll look at the highlights from the World Cup so far and look ahead to the U.S.-Portugal matchup. The World Cup is also the focus of Bill's commentary this week. Each day's action in Brazil changes speculation about what will happen next. And for Bill, that's part of the fun.
The build-up to Monday's game between the U.S. and Ghana had it that the U.S. team would win or vanish. If they lost to Ghana, certainly they'd stand no chance against Portugal. Now that they have 3 points, courtesy of Clint Dempsey and John Brooks, the calculus has shifted. Fans who love a winner, particularly one coached by a guy who says they can't win, are asking themselves why the U.S. shouldn't beat Portugal and whomever else might be unfortunate enough to draw them later on. After all, they are musing, Portugal's banged up, right? And Portugal lost to Germany, 4-0. They are saying nil, these people are, and some of them are saying match and pitch. Anyway, they have read somewhere that when the U.S. last played Germany at the World Cup, some of the German players felt sheepish that they had won. They told some of the U.S. players they'd been the stronger side. Some of these people are also saying side. So these people are figuring there's no reason the U.S. shouldn't beat Portugal on Sunday and then go on to beat Germany as well, though getting to 6 points by beating Portugal would be sufficient to get the U.S. beyond group play, which, as these people have discovered, is the point of the first 3 games. But, they are thinking, or some of them are, we have a German coach, and perhaps his saying that the U.S. won't win the World Cup is just a bit of strategy anyway. So that is one thing that is happening as this World Cup rolls along at 3 matches a day, and the other thing is that lots of people are watching teams that aren't the U.S., at least according to the computers that keep track of such things, and many of them saw Brazil fail to beat Mexico on Tuesday. This no doubt led some of them, who have been paying attention to events outside the stadia where the World Cup is transpiring, to wonder what would happen if Brazil, unable to beat Mexico, were to disappear from the tournament prematurely, meaning before they had the opportunity to win it on July 13th. And some number of people not inclined to speculate about events outside the white lines found themselves discovering that a game without goals can be a very attractive spectacle, as long as it includes a Mexican goalkeeper named Guillermo Ochoa, who probably could have defended Texas if he'd been around when Mexico lost that. Regarding soccer's fortunes here, the appreciation of a scoreless tie in which the U.S. wasn't even involved may have been a more extraordinary development than Monday's win.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week we publish the text and audio there. And for great sports stories and perspectives all week, be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.